Across the world, governments are facing a dilemma. Could the mitigation efforts to stop the coronavirus do more harm than good? Economic harm, that is. In southeastern Africa, Malawi has just over 30 reported cases of COVID-19. Malawi's government wants to lock everything down to halt the spread. Activists are pushing back. The world's Halima Gikandi has our story.
For Jane Mtika, April is one of the busiest times of year. She's a party vendor in Malawi's capital city of Lilongwe. And usually, this is when people like to book weddings.
I do wedding cakes, birthday cakes, decorations, I have tents, I hire out tables.
In fact, this Sunday, Mtika was supposed to service a big wedding. The client had already put down the deposit. Then, earlier this month, Malawi recorded its first case of COVID-19. President Peter Mutharika announced a 20-day nationwide lockdown. The order specifically said, no more engagements, no more bridal showers, and no more weddings. Mtika immediately thought about what that would mean for her livelihood.
Where am I going to get the money to feed myself, to feed my children, to feed my parents in the village because they depend on me?
Mtika says she is relatively lucky compared to other Malawians. She has a husband who can still work from home. But she says the lockdown will have a trickle-down effect on the poor and those in rural areas. She's already had to lay off 8 employees.
Instead of dying with this corona, now we'll die of hunger because we don't have money.
Mtika is far from alone with that fear. Protests have erupted across the country, with people holding signs saying, no lockdown. Gift Trappens is an activist with the Malawi Human Rights Defenders Coalition. Last week, the group took the government to court, saying that the lockdown is unconstitutional because it violates people's right to make a living.
We know that the government would want to protect Malawians from COVID-19. But at the same time, we have another problem, that is hunger that is being raised by poor Malawians who live hand to mouth.
Last week, Malawi's High Court granted a 7-day injunction that forced the government to halt the lockdown one day before it was supposed to begin. Government lawyers argued in court that officials had promised to provide relief to the country's poorest communities. But activists say those promises have not materialized.
We're just asking for the government to come up with a comprehensive, measures to make sure that they're able to cushion the poor from dying of hunger.
Cushion the poor, Trappent says, just like other countries are doing, by canceling taxes, halting utility bills, and handing out food in cash. But Jane Mtika, the party vendor, is skeptical. She says she doesn't trust the government to follow through with these types of relief efforts because of corruption.
I don't depend on the government. I depend on my own. I have to work. I have to sweat so that I get money.
Mtika says it's reasonable for the government to put limits on the number of people who can gather in public. But she says that a total lockdown would kill her business. Women like her still need to earn a living. On Friday, Malawi's High Court is expected to make a final decision about the lockdown. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.